My name is Alyssa Lotte Eisendorf. I'm German. I'm working in Switzerland at Zug Estates. We're a listed company, and we're developing an aerial Sürstoffe in next to Rotkreuz at Zugersee. Why are we working with wood? It's an easy question because we have got no time. Every project that we have to start has one problem: we have got no time. And we have a responsibility to the environment, and we want to make it good, and so we try to work with wood. We're in the Sürstoffe area. We try to do everything for the nature and nothing against the nature. This is a short cut for our Sürstoffe. If you got more if you want more information, I've got sticks on the outside. You can take and have more information about the Sürstoffe. This is a part of the Sürstoffe, so you have a look at the place, what it could be like to live in Switzerland without cars next to the door. We are always interested in life cycle assessment. We're developing an area, we want to keep it, and we want to keep it good. We want to generate our own energy, and we want to plan our areas in a good way.
Yes, peut-être que je peux ajouter, donc voilà, que c'est un projet d'habitat qu'on aimerait voir beaucoup plus du type qu'on aimerait voir plus souvent dans la région lémanique, c'est-à-dire sans voiture, hein, entièrement, c'est-à-dire on considère que les habitants de ces ensembles, tout simplement, n'ont pas de voiture et n'ont pas de parking.
Oui, merci. I want to show you three of our buildings. One is the Hotel City Garden. The next one is Sürstoffe 22. It's an office building. The last one is Sürstoffe 1. This is a building for the Hochschule Luzern, for the High School Luzern. The City Garden Hotel project was a project that came to us, and we were told, we've got no time, but we need a hotel, so be quick. And then our architect had a good idea to do it with wood. It was a wood construction. It's encased with polished chrome. It doesn't look like wood. And it was planned only for 12 years. And so we had to find our solution how to rebuild it very cheap and very quick. But I suppose it will stay much longer than 12 years because it's a good construction. Our architect did good work. And it's a well-known place, and it's a very beloved place. In this plan, you see the construction of the building of the hotel.
Ce projet d'hôtel, qu'il faut juste, je signale que l'enjeu du temps, et c'est quelque chose qui a été dit tout au début, l'impératif, pourquoi le bois, la question pourquoi on utilise le bois, il y a la question de parce qu'on n'a pas de temps. Simplement. Donc on n'a pas de temps d'un point de vue global, écologique, par rapport à l'urgence climatique. Il faut agir, mais aussi on n'a pas de temps parce qu'on se retrouve souvent dans des commandes, dans des projets qui exigent, on peut dire, des réponses rapides, des chantiers rapides. Et bien évidemment, on sait que le bois répond à cet impératif. Ça va très vite quand on construit en bois.
We started the construction in February 2009. And we had the opening in January 2010. We had 745 cubic meters wood and 1,147 prefabricated wooden pieces. It's got four stories with 82 hotel rooms with all things a hotel needs, a bar, restaurant, and so on. And it took us 22 million. It was a very good. It was a very good investment.
Donc un bon rapport qualité-prix pour ce projet qui a été construit en une année. Hein.
The chance was to be quick. The chance was we had the time in a short. We had the construction in a short time. We had an optimization of the return. And to, comparing to the solid construction, it was not more expensive. So it was good for us. The biggest problem we had was the fire protection and the authority approval process, the construction logistics, because it was not too easy to bring all these wooden pieces to the place.
Il y a eu, on peut dire, des difficultés d'acheminement, on peut dire, du bois sur le site. Donc la logistique du chantier a été voilà, un des enjeux de ce projet.
Okay. The good thing was the schedule was met. We had an improved return, and comparing to the massive construction, no higher cost, and so it's for us okay. Then I want to show you two more products. One you see on this place is the Surstoffe 22, and the other one is following the Surstoffe Construction Field 1. Surstoffe 22 was the highest wooden construction building in Switzerland till last year. And we got the Prix Lignum for this building. We made this building with prefabricated elements. We worked with BIM that we didn't have when we started the hotel. We worked with BIM. It was a good idea from our architect. So we had quite less working stress on the construction field. And basing on this experience, we started later on the building on construction field one. You see the prefabrication here over.
Alors vous voyez bien que c'est un projet, vous avez vu dans les panneaux précédents, c'est un projet BIM, c'est un projet qui a été primé et c'est un projet qui était jusqu'à il y a un an la structure bois la plus élevée en Suisse.
You see the prefabricated pieces like they were on the construction field. It took us 22 months to build this place. We started in August 2016, and we had the handover in June 2018. We had 1,500 cubic meters wood, and we had 1,070 pieces of prefabricated wooden elements. This building has got 10 stories. It's about 11,900 square meters office space and 91 parking places in the underground. The costs were about 55 million.
Voilà, donc la fiche d'identité, on peut dire, du bâtiment, 10 étages, 1070 pièces préfabriquées en bois, le coût.
Okay. The construction time was shortened by about 4 months comparing to a normal building. We gained space because we could we had slimmer dimensions and we had a higher quality with BIM and more security, more secure in working. The rooms were higher, the dimensions were smaller, so we got more space and everybody was very happy. They couldn't wait to come into this place. And I think that's the reason why we got this Lignum Award, I'm sure.
Le BIM a quand même a joué un rôle dans l'accélération, on peut dire, de ce chantier. Voilà.
Our biggest problem was, like every time, the fire safety and the requirements for the high-rise sector. But the planning with the planning and the application with BIM, we could show that it works. We could show long before we started the building that everything works good and everything works all right. And that's the reason why we decided to combine for the future, to combine wood construction with BIM working. And so that's the reason why we went on.
C'est pour ça que j'insiste aussi sur le fait que le choix du BIM a été aussi à faciliter, on peut dire, les autorisations par rapport au règlement liée à ce bâtiment.
Yeah. That's why we went on to this, the left one, this building here. This is one of three buildings in the construction field one. This is for the Hochschule Luzern. It's based on the knowledge of the Sushofi 22. It's 14 stories high now.
Donc, and le savoir, on peut dire qu'on a accumulé avec le chantier précédent, nous amène à celui-ci, qui va servir à l'école, la haute école
Hochschule
de
Luzern.
Voilà, de Luzern.
Oui. It's 14 stories high, and we got all the pieces pre-constructed to the construction field. If you see here, this is all space we have. This is all space we have as construction field. We haven't got no space anymore.
Donc c'est un chantier très difficile, eu égard aux espaces accessibles pour monter, pour stocker aussi les éléments qui sont montés. Un bâtiment de 14 étages.
That's the reason why we got all the pieces pre-constructed from the deliverer. So we had we started in July 2017 with the construction, and in August 2019 there will be the handover for the Hochschule Luzern. They are waiting there to get in this place. We have got 540 pre-constructed wooden elements, and we've got 15 stories.
15 étages, hein, pas 14, je me suis trompé tout à l'heure.
It's for office and education. It's about 29,500 square meters space, and we've got 130 parking places in the underground for the high school. And the cost for all three buildings, are about 185 million.
Voilà, vous avez un peu les chiffres et les éléments liés à la construction de ce bâtiment.
So, the chance was that we had now we have the second highest building in Switzerland, with about 60 meters. And where we want to go on in this way to construct with pre-constructed wooden elements. We're going to further with BIM 5G, and we're going to work on maybe with BAM. We want to be much better, and much faster. But the quality must be okay for us. So we think it's a good decision to work with wood, but you should be very clear about your decision from the beginning on what you want to do, what you want to construct. You will have to have clear concepts to have a good product at the end.
Voilà, donc le bois nécessite, on peut dire, d'avoir des idées très claires, hein, sur les objectifs, ce qu'on veut, pourquoi, comment, ouais, pour qui.
That's the thing I told you. So, thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup.